Yo, I'm Chris Ranji. Make a great save with a Wolves fan 4-pack for tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price. Just how important is tonight's Bulls game against Cleveland?
No, it's an important game. I think it would be great for us to, you know, go out on a winning note before the break. And Cleveland's playing really well. It would be a good statement game for us.
That's Joakim Noah, whose team is third in the Eastern Conference at this point. The Cavs one place behind. Tonight, Jimmy Butler is out with a strained shoulder. His status for the All-Star game is up in the air. Kirk Heinrich will be out tonight again. Mike Dunleavy is probable. Also in the NBA, George Karl, officially the head coach of the Sacramento Kings, getting a four-year contract. And in a radio interview today, Carmelo Anthony said that the Knicks will very likely shut him down after the All-Star break. He's been dealing with a bad knee all season. The Packers confirm that head coach Mike McCarthy will no longer call plays next season. That job will go to Tom Clements, who moves up to associate head coach. Edgar Bennett becomes the offensive coordinator in Green Bay now. New Padres pitcher James Shields says the Cubs were one of the two finalists for his services. Ken Rosenthal reporting the Cubs offered a three-year contract at $60 million before Shields chose San Diego at 4 years. College basketball tonight, the Fighting Illini will take on Michigan in Champaign. Our broadcast will start at 7:30. This update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And visit Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show to see the 2015 Highlander. With seating up to 8, the Highlander provides room for all your family and friends. 670 weather, mostly cloudy tonight, low of around 5. Chance of snow tomorrow with highs in the mid-20s. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
I have an emergency call for you on line 5 from a Mr. Ham.
All right, give me Ham on 5. Hold the mail.
Eldon Ham, 670 The Score's legal analyst.
The problem with Ryan Braun is he is such a prolific expert liar.
Author and publisher.
What did they know and when did they know it?
Attorney at law.
That is going to be the key issue in all of these cases.
Eldon Ham with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 201 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we welcome in one of our favorite guys.
Eldon Ham has been a lawyer
for
100 years. He is the Score's legal expert, and he joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hello, Eldon.
Hey, guys. Apparently, this is Ham on 5, according to the recording.
It is, and we rely on your wisdom and your clarity in these situations, because as we speak, Jesse Jackson and his minions are now gathering their legal team, apparently, to file some kind of lawsuit. What could this be, and where could this go?
It probably won't go anywhere, but what it is it's likely a grandstanding effort, but if they have compelling evidence where they can file a good faith claim about something that's actionable, let's say an intentional violation of the rules by the Little League people, or some kind of conspiracy to take a title away based on reasons of race, then sure, this is America. You can make your claim and you can pursue it. It will be interesting to see who the plaintiff is. Anybody just can't file a lawsuit because they feel like it.
So who has standing, then?
Well, Jesse Jackson can't file it. But somebody who has an interest, who has standing, so maybe one of the team officials, the kids through their parents or something like that, if they have some kind of injury that they can claim.
Wow. That makes sense. Yeah, I'm that's what probably is going to happen, but as you point out, Eldon, that's a long way to go to get that thing, you know, do much with that, because I don't see how you do it. I don't see the road.
It's an uphill battle, and everybody celebrated the fact these kids had won. It wasn't like there was any kind of mandate to somehow yank the title from an all-black team from the city, which was really a very cool thing. The problem with cheating is that somebody gets hurt now no matter what. So we are talking about some of the kids on the team, and maybe all of them. Some or all of them got hurt here, and they're innocent in all likelihood. But the thing is, no matter what happens now, somebody innocent gets hurt. You talk about the Las Vegas kids. they got hurt because they lost to a team that really wasn't qualified to be beating them. You know, it wasn't a kosher team, so to speak. And how about the kids that would have been on the Jackie Robinson team who got bounced off because of these new kids, the ringers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, those were regular kids, same neighborhood, probably were legit in the neighborhood and probably wanted to play baseball, and they got bounced off the team. What about them?
Well, what happens, too, once you file suit and then you begin with discovery and depositions, et cetera, wouldn't you be very careful if you know the number of documents that had to be turned in, residencies, and with everything involved and the number of people that would have to be involved in making sure that some of these ineligible kids were made eligible, once you're under oath, aren't you opening yourself up to much more serious problems than just having a title stripped?
Yeah, it'll hit the fan if they go through with this. It's the same reason that Barry Bonds, back in the day, when all of the things blew up around him and he said he was going to sue everybody in sight for defamation, he never filed a defamation lawsuit. Because when you do that, it opens it up to everything else. And that's part of what we have here. If what really happened was more egregious than what it looks like on the surface, then they're going to step in it, and it'll be a while before they can back out of it, if ever. But even before you get to that point, you do have to file a credible, good faith lawsuit with a good faith, a reasonable belief by not only the plaintiffs, but the lawyers who file it on their behalf. And if it's a bogus lawsuit and it turns out to not be in good faith, they can be sanctioned. They can pay the fees of the other side and any number of things that the judge might order. So they do have to be careful. And once they get involved, you get people under oath and you start finding out what really, really, really happened. It could work to their benefit if they have a good claim and a case, but it could work very much to their detriment, as you suggest.
Yeah, lying under oath doesn't seem to me to be the way to go. Eldon, I'm not sure. It just seems like that would be kind of bad if you're caught lying under oath. And if you ask the people these questions of what they did and everybody seems to understand what they did, I don't know how you skirt that question.
Yeah. Do you have a sense of the nuance of what ultimately happened? Usually when you have kids who are ringers, they make up false addresses and that everybody suddenly lives at the post office, you know, in the right district. Here, the kids didn't seem to make up addresses. What they did was they redrew the map to fit the situation. What I can't get a handle on has been, and maybe you guys have heard, is whether the any of that was done ahead of time with some malicious intent, or whether these people just signed the kids up and weren't paying attention, and when they found out the kids were really not eligible for this tournament, they decided to back into a map that would make it legitimate. Do you have a sense for that?
Well, as I understand it from Mark Conkle's reporting at DNAinfo.com, as I understand it, Eldon, they submitted a map that included territory that already had other Little League boundaries established. They did not contact the presidents of those other Little Leagues to get their permission to do that.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, well after the fact, they went to those presidents and said, oh, by the way, would you approve these new boundaries? They were rebuffed. The league presidents then contacted Little League to say, hey, we got this going on. Little League said, no, everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's fine, because Little League itself, I don't think, wanted to ruin the story, which is part of what took so long. And then eventually they were able to be heard, and they looked at it, and after some of the celebrations with some of these towns where the kids said they weren't from, they said, okay, there's too much here, and now we have to really confront this. But they did try after the fact to have their falsified map approved.
Yeah, I heard they tried to back into it, and the one thing I don't get a handle on yet is whether they were trying to get ringers from day one, or whether they signed up a lot of kids who can play on Little League teams from different areas, but not for this tournament. And then when they realized that the kids weren't legit, they tried to back into something to kind of make them legit. It's hard to say, but when you get into court, all those kinds of things will end up getting answered if it hangs around in court long enough. But the thing that bothers me the most is that other people will get hurt no matter what. I mean, do the kids from the Las Vegas team count? They already lost out. Now they're back in. They get hurt if this team gets its title back. And the kids that, like I said, that would have been on the Jackie Robinson team, they lost out too. So there are a lot of people involved here who get hurt when you try to play games like this kind of under the table.
Which court would be appropriate for a lawsuit like this?
You know, a lot of it's going to depend on the nature of the claim. If it's based on some kind of racial discrimination, violation of federal law sort of thing, you would find yourself in federal court. That would likely be in the district court here in Chicago, the federal district court.
Yep.
They are less likely to be tolerant of bogus claims, and so if it's a dubious claim, it won't last there very long. On the other hand, they might file something that's just saying that the Little League violated its own authority, maybe violated its own rules. Maybe they would say that the Little League people actually had approved of this team. Like you said, they held off and they said, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Maybe that has some legal significance, or at least they might claim it does. And that could be something you file in state court, and that could be in the Circuit Court of Cook County. That's what would have jurisdiction over this area. So it could be either one. Well, we'll find out what they have up their sleeve.
Now, Sam Adam Jr. is the lawyer involved here. He was Rod Blagojevich's lawyer, you'll remember, famously. And according to one tweet here from a Sun-Times reporter, currently he is walking around at the press conference with a deflated football. So it leads...
That's been mentioned,
It leads me to believe that they're going to say this is no different than that.
Right.
But what do you know specifically about Sam Adam Jr.?
Not a lot more than you know. He certainly was the lawyer for Blagojevich, but in that case was an interesting case, if not a bit dubious, to say the least. The idea that he's walking around with a deflated football is completely irrelevant from the legal standpoint. What the Patriots did or didn't do will have zero bearing on any of this. So it's a publicity stunt, I would imagine, to get public support, not an uncommon lawyer tactic, if mm-hmm. not public relations tactic. Yet it gives you an idea as to the direction and the flavor of what they're thinking about.
I would say, too, that a moment ago, Eldon, you talked about testifying and lying. I think there's some guys there that would be called to testify, and you would be walking that very dangerous line if you're still lying to them. They've been relieved of their duties, but if you're going to be called to testify and you do that, I would not do that if I were them. I do not want to be caught perjuring myself over something like this, because we know what they did and they know what they did. You know, it's not like, well, okay, he testified this. Well, we know what did happen, though, and so does Little League.
Right, and the Little League people, they might lay low for the moment and just take the public relations hit with all that's going on and allow it to blow over. But if you sue them and you accuse them of something specific, you have to get at least enough specificity to state your claim. I am sure they will retaliate in kind, if mm-hmm. not more. So
yep.
We'll see. We'll start to get a clue as soon as they respond to whatever the lawsuit is.
There are several texters who say that Sam Adam also represented R. Kelly. So this is some interesting company that the Jackie Robinson West team wants to keep here.
I didn't realize he had represented R. Kelly, but I do remember some of that now, yes.
I would have a thought about Blagojevich and R. Kelly, but I can't say that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I can't say what I'm thinking about the two of them.
Yeah, you know, everybody's weighing in on this, and I feel terrible. It's not like any of us are cold-hearted that this happened to these kids, because they really are kids. They really did go out there. They really did win. They really did do their best, and they really succeeded. It's just that it violated the rules of the Little League. Now, I don't know if there are any mitigating factors here. And, for example, if every team that's in the Little League tourney for the World Series is full of ringers, because the Little League sits back and really doesn't look at it and doesn't care much the way Major League Baseball handled steroids.
Unless something, yeah, unless somebody complains and tells them this looks bad. Yeah, that's
It mm-hmm. sort of forces everybody to use ringers, you know, just to be competitive, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know that it excuses it. It doesn't make it not cheating, but it certainly puts it in a different light. And a little bit like the U.S. cycling, if everybody in cycling had to be doping in order just to compete and be on drugs, it creates a terrible, bad situation. And who knows, maybe if they think that's the case here, it might be a part of the lawsuit in some way and say, you know, in a de facto sort of way, that's the way this game is played, and they are being selective on who they enforce it against. And therefore, the race argument maybe could have some merit. But yeah, although I can formulate some possible claims that could be valid, we got to wait and see because I am skeptical about it. I think a better lesson to be learned here would be how everybody works to fix this and to face it in the proper way and learn something from it. And the kids can still be proud of how they played, but they got screwed by somebody because they lost their title here.
Eldon, as always, we appreciate your clarity in situations like this. And it usually means when we're talking, something bad is going on. But you always make us feel a little bit better. So thanks for joining
us
today.
Eldon, take care, my friend.
Well, my pleasure to try to do that.
That is Eldon Hamm, the Scores legal expert. And now, once again, we go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And welcome one of our old friends, mm-hmm. our one-time NBA expert for the Boers and Bernstein Show, Reggie Theus. Hi, Reggie.
Jerry, what's up, fellas? How are you guys?
We're great, Reggie.
God, it's been a long time.
I know. Well, you're busy. It's not like you're not doing anything.
Yeah, you guys don't love me no more. I know. I know how it is.
That's not true. As a matter of fact, I have in front of me, we're going to talk about Tark. Mike DeCourcy is the 10 best players who ever played under Tark. You are not number one. You are, however, number two.
Well, that's okay.
Who do you think number one is?
I would have to believe it's Larry Johnson.
That's who it is. That's who you lost out to. Next time you see him.
That's okay. That's okay. Listen, if you're going to lose out to Grandmama, it's okay.
All right. When Tark recruited you out of Inglewood in the mid-70s, I want to say, long before we met, of course. We met just a couple years ago. What was he like then? I mean, he had this everybody has played for him, Reggie, seems to have really good words about it from right from the beginning and what kind of guy he was and how he cared about his players.
You know what? Back in those days when Tark had hair, it's one of those things that when you meet Tark, no matter if you are a neighborhood kid in the hood or if you're up on top of the hill looking over the ocean, he's the same guy. He's someone that translates both worlds. And I think that's why it was so successful with recruiting certain types of kids and making them successful and utilizing all those avenues that he has in front of him. It's very difficult not to like Tark when you meet him.
I realize now how ahead of his time he was. The more we know about the NCAA and just the superfluousness, the pointlessness of the NCAA, I've learned to despise the NCAA for reaching in the tentacles that take away money that really shouldn't be theirs just because they can under the guise of education. And it's my hope that a lot of the stuff about Tarkanian as villain ends up being unwound after his death, because I think that's happening naturally.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of things have happened with Tark late. I think that, you know, him being recognized for the great defensive coach that he was, didn't really happen until the 90s. You know, if you look at what was going on even in the late 70s and the early 80s, you know, the defense is what made us who we were. You don't score 110 points a game with no three-point line without being a great defensive team. You know, that's somebody might do it, but that's not how we did it. We, you know, teams average over 25 turnovers a game against us, and that's with the possessions and no three-point line. That's the only way you could, with no shot clock, that's the only way you could score that many points. And he started getting his due, you know, in the late 90s. I mean, in the mid-90s after they won the championship with the Amoeba defense and everything. And then, obviously, after all of those years, being inducted to the Hall of Fame, the Coaches Hall of Fame, and you know, it was a great day. I was there. Coach Pitino was inducted. He was inducted. Guy I played for, guy I worked for. So it was a it was a big day for me in that respect, too. So, I, you know, I just think that, you know, the NC2A has made a lot of changes since then. And, you know, I think a lot of them for the better. And it's very difficult to know where all that stuff is going to go. But, you know, things do change. And I think that Tark was one of the things that I always respected about Tark is as hard as he was on his players and as tough as he was. And I'll tell you a quick story. You know, we were 29-3. We had lost two games in a row. He comes into the locker room. He says, you know, I'm really sick of losing. we were 29-3, Coach. Come on, but that's who he is, and I think. But he was a fair person when it came to assessing things, and I think that if he looked at things the way they were, where they are now, opposed to where they were, I think things have gotten better.
And let the record show that the 77 team Reggie was on scored more than 100 points 23 times. During the course of that 20, as you point out, not with the long ball either. I mean, scoring 20. You're right about the defensive part of it too, because his teams could and did guard people.
Yeah, no doubt. And people don't realize, you know, they always kind of want to say they called it running gun, but we really weren't running and gunning. We were more disciplined offensively than a lot of teams I've been around that didn't run and gun. We had numbered lanes that you can only run your lane. Everybody knew their role. He was very good at making everybody understand the pecking order on the team. Although it was, you got to shoot when you wanted to, you could only shoot your shots. You could only shoot in your place and your rhythm. Part of his genius is making people understand who they were as players and getting the most out of them.
How did he deal with the academic aspect? Because coaches do it in different ways. There's some coaches who pay it lip service. There are others who fall back on that old, I'm a teacher first, I'm an educator first. And one thing I always respected about Tarkanian is he never really said that. He never said, well, I'm here at a college, I'm an educator first, and didn't feel he had to wrap himself in that. As far as keeping guys eligible, about making sure that they could continue to play ball, what did the academic side mean to him, if anything?
Well, it meant a lot. And one of the things that he did, he delegated. He delegated a lot of those things to assistant coaches and people in the academic side of the program. He realized he was a coach, and he was a mentor, and he, you know, he talked about the right things, he did the right things, but it's not something that he was hands-on with, but he certainly always gave the right conversation about it. And then they allowed people to do their jobs.
Now that you've been coaching a while now, Reggie, a lot of different places. What did you take most away from your years with Tark?
You know, it was for me. Terry, it's always been about the hard work. It's always been about you know we were the first to do 17 in a minute with a 25-pound weight jacket on. It was, like I said, practice was always about 3/4 of it was always defense. We would run and run and run, and we were the best conditioned team in the country. And I many times after practice, 20 minutes after practice was over, I had to sit down on the sideline and just gather my thoughts and couldn't even go get dressed because you're so tired. So he always liked to have fun. He was a jokester. He was the personality guy. But, you know, he made us all understand that the fun comes out of the hard work. And what I've been able to take away from that, along with the teachings of my father, along with, you know, all the other coaches, you know the 16 I had as an NBA player, you know, working for Coach Pitino, the one thing that the guys do that do it the right way, it's always about how hard you're willing to work and what you're willing to sacrifice. And that's what I've been able to translate to my players over the years.
Reggie, great stuff, and I'm glad we could catch up. It was nice talking.
Yeah, Reggie, you take care of yourself, and I have a feeling you probably didn't have any trouble academically. At least I didn't know about it, so.
No, and I'm sure if you did, you would have told everybody too, who you are.
Yeah, you got him. You're right.
Reggie, love you, my friend. Take care.
Anytime, Terry. Thank you, guys.
You got it.
Reggie Theus, former Bull, former Running Rebel, former a lot of things.
Yep. And, Cal State, Northridge now.
Yep. Good dude.
Yeah, he is a good dude.
Boards and Bernstein, you have the score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Eldrick Woods is sending his season into sleep mode. First, he could not activate his glutes. Now he's deactivating his game. But first, the word processing app on his mainframe auto-generated a computerized statement about shutting it down. Quote, my play and scores are not acceptable for tournament golf. End quote. Hey, 3PO, your scores are not acceptable for high school golf. Your play is not acceptable for miniature golf. What, you think this guy's going to get up and down at Pebble? He couldn't even putt into the clown's mouth. Or up the dragon's tail. My man looks to have a full-blown case of the chip yips. That's what he has. And you can't play high school with that, much less the PGA Tour. Honestly, it is hard to watch. Dude is taking a knee. The only question left now is if he just goes all in, goes no moss, and simply pieces out. I'm Jim Rome.
Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard is opening Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. See their great new design with tons of HD TVs and 40 beers on tap. Come out for beer tastings and sign up to win raffle prizes. Must be 21 to enter. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard on the west side of the mall by the Green Parking Garage. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
There's one day women expect flowers. It's coming up. You know the day I'm talking about. And this week's amazing rose deal at proflowers.com has been extended. Two dozen assorted roses, decadent chocolates, a free glass vase, all for $29.99 from ProFlowers. Or really impress her, upgrade to two dozen long stem assorted roses, chocolates, and an upgraded cherry vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, use my code Bernstein. It's ProFlowers, so it's quick, it's easy. You know that Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed. You can't beat the price. Certainly you can't beat the convenience, because you could do this right now and be done with it. The only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal is this. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in my last name, Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click on the mic. Type in my code, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. This offer has been extended to Friday or when supplies run out. So order today.
It's from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACN.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Products. Their goal is to prepare the healthiest foods possible because a healthier dog or cat is a happier one. Select 30-pound bags of Blue Buffalo dog food, $48.99. Or 4 to 6 pound bags, right now buy one, get one free. Save on select Blue Buffalo 12 and a half ounce canned dog food, original or wilderness grain free formulas, 2 cans for $4. And select 22 to 24 pound bags of Blue Buffalo wilderness grain free dog food, your choice, $52.99. At Plains Farm and Fleet, you'll find everything you need to keep your treasured pet happy and healthy. You'll love our big selection of the top brand names you know and trust. Save a lot on pet food and more during our huge 4-day pet care sale, Thursday, February 12th through Sunday the 15th, only at Blaine's Farm and...
It's 8 a.m. and you didn't sleep great, so you need a 5-hour with a new improved taste. Try berry, orange, pomegranate, and grape. Citrus, lime, even pink lemonade.
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately? Have you tried 5-hour energy lately?
Oh, And if you're extra tired, we got extra strength. Flavors like sour apple saving the day.
Have you tried 5-Hour Energy?
Have you tried 5-Hour Energy lately? It's got a new improved taste and it comes in 10 great flavors.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The Wolves are home tomorrow at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena, ChicagoWolves.com. Coach Tom Thibodeau's Bulls team hosts one of the hottest teams in the league tonight in the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We'll be tested in a lot of ways. They're playing as well as anyone in the league. Putting a lot of points up on the board. We're going to have to be ready.
The other bad news is Jimmy Butler is going to have to sit out with a strained shoulder. His status for the All-Star game is uncertain now. Kirk Heinrich is out tonight. Elsewhere, the four-year contract to make George Karl the head coach of the Sacramento Kings is official. Baseball James Shields has confirmed the Cubs were one of his two final destinations he was thinking about before he finally picked San Diego. The Cubs reportedly offering a three-year deal to him. Tom Clements, named associate head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Edgar Bennett is the new offensive coordinator there. And we've got college basketball on the score tonight. The Fighting Illini take on Michigan, and our broadcast starting at 7:30. This update brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. And did you know Toyota has six SUVs and crossovers to choose from? Well, no matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
232 Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score, and we are joined now in the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com by a guy you follow on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. You read his stuff at Bleacher Report, and he is getting ready for one of his biggest periods of the scouting season, the NFL Combine. He's Matt Miller with us on The Score. Hi, Matt.
How's it going, guys?
Well, it's going great, and I'm wondering now, with the number of combines that you have done, are you able to tell, can you sense a player that is, I don't want to say gaming the combine, but is, but rather than with everything you look at with Pro Day and Senior Bowl and all that, somebody who is timing everything to make this his big splash?
Well, they all are, is the truth behind it. There are players who definitely have the traits or athleticism to benefit more than others at the combine. But, you know, with the way training facilities are set up now, and they're transparent about this, you know, these kids' agents pay tens of thousands of dollars to go and train for 6 weeks before the combine, and they become Olympic athletes. They're not football players anymore. They're sprinters and power lifters, and they're going to lean them out, get them to a low weight for their position. So, you know, if you're a corner, you want to come in around 190 pounds and still be able to run fast. And they're able to say, okay, Ronald Darby, you're, you know, 5'10 and a half. We're going to get you at about 190, and you're going to run a 4.3. So it's very scientific, but if you're not trying to game the combine as a prospect, you need to fire your agent and get a new one because everyone else is doing it.
You know, and everybody else does. Do you have a tendency to fall in love with guys at the combine? Because I know some organizations certainly do. We've heard time and time again. And then or do you think that's slowed down a little bit where all of a sudden you find this love? Maybe you didn't have it for him before, but once you saw him at the combine, oh, I got to have him.
Well, I think we're decision makers, whether that's me, you know, with a board that is just for the media, mm-hmm. or a GM, we're humans. You know, it's like you want to try to be robotic in your evaluations, but it's hard to not fall in love with guys sometimes. And sometimes it works out. I mean, you know, we all fell in love with Greg Robinson last year, and he ended up going pretty high. So that one worked out. But I think the key is it's okay to fall in love with a guy at the combine as long as when you get home and you can separate yourself from it, you go back and watch film and be like, okay, is what I just saw him do, that potential, that athleticism, can I find it on tape so that it can be like, okay, he's done this before, it lines up. But, you know, I'm probably at fault most for falling in love with kids in the interview room with that. You know, like a few years ago, you know, I spent time with Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson, and I just thought Kirk Cousins was going to run for president one day, and that poise and intelligence would, you know, would really carry over well to the next level. So far, it hasn't. So that's probably the thing that I've learned most over the years. This will be my fourth year going to the combine now, is to not buy in so hard to the personality test that we put these kids through.
I'm looking at the top 50 big board right here, and with all the talk about this being a great year for running backs, the highest one I see is Todd Gurley at number 18. So even in, I guess it says how far we've come, that even in what's considered a decent year for running backs, we're not talking about three or four in the first round.
No, we're not. And with Gurley, I think he would probably be a top 10 player for me if it wasn't for the ACL injury that he had in mid-November. And we'll see where he's at as we get closer to the draft. I think now when we talk about it being a great year for running backs, and I do think it is, but we're talking more about depth, not top five or top 10 picks, but guys who I look at it as how many players can be a starter by the end of their rookie season. At running back, I think there are probably seven or eight who have that characteristic. I don't know if there are seven or eight openings in the NFL at running back right now for those guys to actually accomplish that, but there are players who you watch them on film and you're like, okay, yeah, this guy could be taking a high number of carries and snaps by the end of the year.
You know, it's interesting. I saw this thing the other day, Matt, that Seattle likes Todd Gurley. And I'm a little lost because after the Super Bowl, they said, well, we're going to renegotiate and keep Marshawn Lynch around. And I thought all season they couldn't wait to get rid of him. And then they performed very well down the stretch and in the playoffs. And then I see that, you know, they're kind of in love with Todd Gurley. But according to you, that they couldn't get him back where they're drafting, right? They're not 18. There wasn't a trade or anything, right? They're not 18.
Yeah, I think it will be tough for them. I mean, it's possible, you know, because of the ACL that he could fall a little bit, but I don't know how much I buy into Marshawn Lynch being their future. And even if he's back for 2015, those kids behind him, Turbin and Kristen Michael, they haven't done anything. So you have to start planning for the future. And I think that's one thing Seattle does very well is they look at future needs, not just needs right now, but where are we going to have needs in the next few years? And if there's a player of value, they go ahead and grab him right now. The Seahawks do a neat thing. It's called a horizontal draft board, and they evaluate players against their roster. So if there's a running back on the board, when they come up to pick at 31 and they feel like he could beat out their number two back, they'll draft him because that's how they assign value, as opposed to the old school, you know, if we pick 18, we're going to draft the highest ranked kid still on our board. So it's a little bit different, but it does set up for them to maybe reach a little bit more than other teams would conventionally.
You know, in the talk about team strategy, I find fascinating, especially with the context of the Bears having a completely new regime in place. The way Phil Emery did things, the way he wanted the different scouts' eyes on guys, is not going to be, thankfully, the same way that Ryan Pace does it. And Jay Glazer told us a story that with the Saints, anytime he saw the Saints at something like this, the Combine, the Senior Bowl, all of their brass would be together. And they did have that sort of cross-pollination between the pro side and the college side, where they sort of moved as a big group. And I'm wondering if the Bears, similarly, strategically, will have... And because there's a way this has to be done. I mean, as far as literally who's standing where and when, who's talking to whom, how they're cross-checking everything that they do. So what do you see from different teams? And I'll put it to you. If you were a general manager of an NFL team, and maybe you will be someday, what do you think the right way is to scout the combine?
Well, I like the approach of breaking it up. I think you get everyone together and you run the risk of having groupthink, especially if you have an area scout who's maybe in his first year sitting next to the college scouting director. He's going to be uncomfortable challenging him in his thoughts. So I like the idea of separating everyone out and then getting back together after the combine and saying, okay, what did you think of this guy? And, you know, it's kind of like how you would want your college professor to ask your opinion before he gives you his. I would approach it that way of let's get everyone's, you know, opinions out on the table before the people who, you know, would maybe intimidate some of those younger guys would speak. So I see a lot, you know, you see a lot of teams, they travel in a pack. And that's cool. Like, it's awesome to see, you know, when you're sitting in the stands at the Senior Bowl and, you know, the Dolphins used to be the team that were probably, you know, most obvious about it. They would all come in a swarm together. But, you know, I'll be at the Combine and you see Rob Ryan and Rex Ryan sitting by each other, sharing a bag of M&Ms, watching workouts. And, you know they're not on the same team, but they're you know, they're able to go do their own thing. And I kind of like that.
So when are you going to become a general manager now that you've already been made one by Dan Bernstein? I mean, you're pretty much in already if he says so.
Well, I hope so. I tried to get the Jets job, man. They wouldn't even interview me. So we'll see. Maybe one of these days.
Wow.
Well, Matt, have fun. I know this is you're in your cups right here. And as intimidating as it must be to have all of that going on, I know there's no place you'd rather be.
No place I'd rather be. You're right.
Thanks,
Matt. Thanks as always.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout and Bleacher Report. We'll talk some NBA at the top of the hour with Steve Ashburner. And when we come back, we are going to give away an entry into the One Step Program's 2015 Charity Poker Championship, which is 1 week from tonight. So if you are a poker player, I don't want people calling in and winning these things and saying, oh, I can't be there.
We
want motivated poker players who really want to do this. So don't just say, oh, I can't come. That doesn't help anybody, and it doesn't help the kids if you can't make it. So motivated poker players who are able to get there on Thursday, be listening in just a moment on The Score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Henley.
I don't think there are any heroes. I don't think Little League did a very good job of it. The whistleblowers, you know, I don't feel any great sympathy for anybody involved in the whole damn thing. The whole thing stinks.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's sports morning show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has, oh, so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday.
Those authentic thin.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
As
Pizza. Pizza. Favorites like the tasty fresh toasted Italian BMT or the mouth-watering sweet onion chicken teriyaki featuring the new all-white meat grilled chicken strips with no artificial preservatives or flavors. Hurry in today and get any footlong for only $6 or less. Chicago. Subway. Eat fresh. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax.
Northwestern basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team hosts Iowa this Sunday at Welsh Ryan Arena. Tip-off is set for 2 p.m. Visit nusports.com to purchase tickets today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper-free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Sports and this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
247, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris and Bernstein, been a pleasant little hour there.
Sure has.
Yes, sir.
Here's a pleasant toy for somebody, an opportunity
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
To play in the One Step Program's 2015 Charity Poker Championship. Caller 10 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. It's a week from today, Thursday, February 19th at the Montgomery Club in Chicago. You want more information? You want to get signed up? Do that. Go to onestepcamp.org, onestepcamp.org. You help the kids. You have all the food, all the drink, all the fun, and you might just find yourself at the final table winning prizes, maybe the big one, the trip to Las Vegas for the World Series of Poker main event. We hope to see you there. We have one more to give away between now and 6 o'clock. So after our talk with Eldon Ham and it's trying to follow the press conference as it's going on, it sounds like they're not going to file a lawsuit yet. They say that they are investigating. It was a lot of bluster. It's sort of like Franco Harris and the cardboard cutout of Joe Paterno, because there really are some parallels here with the Paterno family. But they're investigating is what they're doing. And what's sad about this is that the attorney invoked Ferguson and Eric Garner and use of force by police in this.
Well,
and here's Jesse Jackson's line: "You don't have to be guilty to be crucified." So he now believes that this is equivalent to a crucifixion. So invoking Ferguson and Eric Garner and crucifixion.
An interesting statement from Cleveland chief of police. I think his name is Calvin Williams. And they had a little trouble shooting the 12-year-old kid, if you recall.
Right.
Just kind of drew him out. And a very smart guy, and he's the boss, and it's a very white force. There are African Americans on the police force, but I don't know how many. I don't think he mentioned it, but he was asked directly, and he said, "You've got a son. What is your advice to him if he's stopped by police?" And he didn't hesitate. He said, "Be respectful. Do as they say. You won't have any problem."
I would expect him to say that. This from Reggie, who says, in response to what Eldon was saying, Jackie Robinson West both faked addresses and fudged the map. In the early articles at DNA Info, for the Suburban Ringers, the team and the parents came up with tenuous, sketchy addresses closer to JRW and ducked and dodged when questioned by the reporter. It wasn't just ex post facto faking the map. It was also faking addresses in advance.
Sure.
See, that's the thing, too. When you file suit and all of a sudden you're talking about fudging official documents and you're being deposed and you have to either say you did or didn't, you could be perjuring yourself, you better be real careful what you're wading into.
You better be. You know, and the thing is that, they did that, and we know the story. They got to the regional final, whatever, last year and lost. And they know, they play with them in the summer, they play with them on other leagues, they can play wherever they want to on those other leagues. If you bring those guys in, when they didn't want to lose again. I mean, it's a very simple mission. There was no, nothing above and beyond that. They did not want to lose, so they brought in at least three terrific players. It's really very simple. It's like, I don't know what happened. I don't think they did. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
they,
not cheating. And by the way, they're all 12.
They weren't crucified, you mean?
I don't think so. Oh. I think they just decided that, they weren't quite able to get over that hump. How sometimes you see teams like that?
That's not what Jesse said. Jesse Jackson said they've been crucified.
Okay.
Well, in Oak Forest, it is Keith on the score.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, guys, my question is, back in the 70s, I'm kind of an older guy, but there was no real AAU all-star teams. I mean, there was limited all-star teams, but there was nothing on the escalation now of AAU, in-house travel, all-star teams. And has anyone done a study and compared this to the escalation in college costs? So people are trying to do everything they possibly can, whether it's lie, cheat, whatever they can do to get their kids an edge because of the cost of college and most of these middle class, lower class families that are all in these leagues, somehow in their world, they're giving them some type of advantage so their kid can get in and get some type of a college scholarship because there's no way they're ever going to afford it.
I don't know. See, the problem with that hypothesis, Keith, is I see this in upper middle class and upper class as well. That it really is independent of that. The people who are going to end up cutting a check for college, for a retail cost of college, are still scratching and clawing and fighting and cheating and doing everything they can do to clout their kids onto travel teams.
Yeah, there's a ton of those things.
That I think you see it sometimes even yeah. even more in that regard. So I don't. The answer is I don't know the answer to your question, but I see it for people who are just gonna
absolutely.
Just gonna end up paying for college.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not a lot of advanced teams and traveling teams and yeah, the best players are on them wherever your area is. I mean, there's not any secret. Can I just tell you something too? And this is what I believe. And whether it's the college or the pros, and maybe you just want to go out and be in the minor leagues and pitch somewhere or play short or whatever you do. If you're really good, they'll find you. It's not like, well, he didn't go there, he didn't go here. They'll find you. If they see you in high school, there's scouts in high school. They're looking around. They're sniffing around everything and everybody. Word will get out. It's not like, well, right. That kid's hidden. Nobody's ever going to see him. No. Not anymore.
I just can't believe, too. I can't believe that at this press conference that Jackie Robinson compared this to the crucifixion and that they're invoking Ferguson,
never
Missouri,
stops, does it?
And Eric Gardner. Really? It was already nauseating enough, and now you're wrapping yourself in that for this? For proven cheaters?
Yep.
We're supposed to buy that?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, your other that's message really, that, gets, you
that's
know,
the lowest, I mean, to do that, to really think this is the time and place to evoke Ferguson and invoke Ferguson?
No.
Come on. Don't do that. That's nauseating. That's just awful. I mean, everybody associated with this team now is just becoming. And
they are. The parents, sickening. I saw the parents interviewed last night. Holy crap.
The parents, the coaches.
Oh, my God.
How about, you know, you want to talk about a lawsuit? How about the coach's dad yesterday insinuating that the Las Vegas team was racist and the umpires are racist?
Mm-hmm.
Is there some sort of defamation suit there?
I would sure think so. Yeah,
I would
just recommend that all of them chill. And I don't, you know, you're heading down a really bad path here. It's a path that's not going to turn out well. So why don't you just stop? Stop.
Wow. Boris and Bernstein, Steve Ashburner next on The Score.
The Score is mobile.
Connect on the go.
Listen live.
Comment on the guest.
Show polls.
10 seconds of glory.
The Audio Roadshow app.
Chicago Sports on the go.
With Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's sports station.
Headache running around, frantically searching for the right gift at a crowded mall where confused looks are everywhere. So here's what you do. Just think Sherry's Berries and all will be fine. Unless, of course, your wife or girlfriend doesn't like a box of decadent, delicious giant strawberries dipped in dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, a decadent swizzle, or chopped nuts. Did I mention that they're fresh, juicy, and unbelievably tasty? Now I have. What I haven't mentioned is that my wife, the girls in the office, oh man, and several family members all had them the last couple of years and absolutely loved them. The best thing? You can get this box of giant dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's a better than 40% savings right from the start. One more thing, though. Because my listeners have been so loyal, you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more by using the code name BORS. You'll want to do that. Quick and easy. And your sanity. You'll keep it. Just go to berries.com, that's berries.com, to place your order. To get your special deal, just click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my last name, Boers. That's B-O-E-R-S. You won't be sorry.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651. Today.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy premiering Thursday, February 19th, after The Big Bang Theory.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week.